Okay, today's daf is daf pei tes. A couple pages away from the end.
Pei
so,
tes.
Pei tes, but we have the Mishnah the bottom of pei ches amar beis to do that. And the Mishnah says as follows: the neder almano grusha yokum aleh kota pasuk in parshas matos. If a neder that a almana, grusha, widow, or divorcee who of course has no husband by definition, yokum aleh becomes a neder. When she makes a neder, no one's made for it, no one can be made for it, so it automatically is binding. Ketad, how does it work? Amrif, she says, Harini Nazira la'achar shloshim yom, that I'm going to become a Nazira after 30 days will take effect. Afa pisha niseis pesoch shloshim yom, even though she gets married within those 30 days, and the Naziris isn't chal as of yet, ain't a yachal hafer. He cannot be made for, because the moment she takes it, it's all about the shas yom shamo, and they didn't hear it. Let's see what the Ran says. The Ran explains four lines from the bottom. The first Ran in this mission, a neder al manav grusha yakum ala ketad. Amr harini nizir la'achar shloshim yom af pisha niseis v'chule. Devade krala hachiyasi. Certainly, the pasuk comes to teach us this halacha. The below nasis la'meitzir kra. If she doesn't get married, so what's the need for the pasuk? The yakum ala. What's the chiddush? Pshita man made for love. Obviously, it's going to be mekayim because no one's there to make for it. So it has to be coming talking about a situation where she gets married in the interim. Elavade nisis itzirich la'amar. It must be coming to teach us a case where she gets married. The chayvin shenader be'olu almana. When she took a nether when she was a widow or a divorcee, I'll add in. Afa pisha amr she yachal a nether la'achar. Even though she makes it tonight that it won't be chal until 30 days later, even though she gets married within those 30 days, the husband has no right to be mefer. We follow the moment she spoke. She took the neder before she was married. The husband is not able to be mefer on previous nidarm. Okay, now the Mishnah says, going on to the top of Pei Tes, Aleph, Nadra v'hibershus habal. Mefila, if she takes a nether while she was married, then the husband has the right to be made for that. We've been, learning the whole past few parakim about this. Ketzad. Amr harini nizira lachar shloshim yom. If she says, today I'm going to be nizira in 30 days from now, afa pishin is alamana onis garisha b'soch shloshim yom hareze mufar. Even though, so what happens is when she took the nether that day, her husband was made for it. But that hafara really doesn't kick in until 30 days when the nether would have been chal. So even though she becomes divorced or widowed in that 30-day period, we don't say, oh, the nether comes back to life because the hafara wasn't a good hafara because the nether doesn't take effect for 30 days. Once it's mufar li'olam. Then the Mishnah says a third and final case in this Mishnah, no, I think the final case, nadra bo bayom, v'niskarsha bo bayom, hichsir bo bayom, Einu yachal hafer. So she takes a nether in the morning. Her husband doesn't like her, divorces her, and says, "You know what? It wasn't so bad." Remarries her that very day.
She not die, and he was mefer.
No, I don't know yet. But right now, she took a nether. She got divorced, and then they got remarried. Sounds like there was no hafar initially. Einu yachal hafer. Even though it was within the first 24 hours, and now they're married again, you can't do hafar anymore. Why? Zaklal, the rule goes as follows: Kol sheyotel rishus atzma sheachas eni yachal hafer. If a woman becomes independent for even just a moment, she's no longer the nether is no longer able to be made for. Says the Ran. Let's look at the Ran here at the top of Pei Tes Amud Aleph. He explains another bo bayom miyom shenises, the day they got married. Okay, they get married, nether, divorce, remarried. Any yachal hafer explains the Ran she'ain habal made from bekodman. When they get remarried, he's not able to do hafar on a previous nether. V'hach chazar de'erusin b'lechud hi. If they got engaged, when they got engaged, the second time was only an engagement, not a marriage just yet. He nami in yachal hafer b'shut v'shav dechayin shenisus ashuv ein lavi ez chazba. And it also doesn't work with the partnership of the father, because since the she got married that first time around, the father is no longer has a rishus to be made for the nedarim. Okay. Fine, let's do the Gemara. Gemara says, Tanya almanu grusha she'amra harini nizira uch she'nase v'niseis. The pasuk of almanu grusha is talking about when she says, I want to be a nazir, when I get married and she gets married. So what's the halacha? Again, she's single, and she says, I want to be a nazir when I get married. And then she gets married, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yefer, since it was all Talim being married, So then Rabbi Shmuel thinks the husband, even though she took the neder a while ago, the husband can be mefer now. Rabbi Kiva, omer lo yefer. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it doesn't work. So let's see.
Exactly.
I want to be a Nazira when I get married. So it could be in a year from now, a few years, it could never happen. It could be in a couple of days from now. But that was the Tanai.
And she got married, so she needs to become a Nazir.
Right. So can the husband at that moment, when she gets married, be mefer? No, it's not, we're not talking about qualifying the type of neder, whether the husband has the ability to do hafara. He has to be married the day he hears it.
We just said before that it goes according to the time that you
No, that only exists if she's married. So the Ran explains what's the machlokas, whether or not in this case there could be a hafara or not. The Ran says Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is around six narrow lines down. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yefer Disfir Le De Basa Chalos HaNeder as the name of Basa Amira. Rabbi Shmuel thinks we go based on when the neder's chal, and since the neder's chal, when the neder's chal, she's married, so the husband has the right to be mefer.
Basically, it's irrelevant this case, even in the case of the Mishnah, he would follow.
Seemingly, right. Seemingly, he would argue in the Mishnah. And then Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Yefer Dazlin Basa Amira. Rabbi Kiva, who's consistent and most probably the author of our Mishnah, holds that it goes based on Shas Amira, and since the Shas Amira, she was single, she was an almana or grusha, then there is no ability to do hafara.
It's interesting because it would seem that they're bringing this case because it's different than the other one because it chals when she gets married.
But it's seemingly the same, pretty much the same model as the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. No,
The Mishnah gives a specific time, but you could say here that since her tnai is the marriage itself, that it could be that the tnai is, but that it would have more to say because of the tnai. It falls on the fact that she's getting married.
Right, but I guess Iran's saying that.
No, the Iran's saying that.
Exactly,
not.
The principle is the same as the Mishnah.
I wonder if anybody disagrees with Iran.
The Rush is the same exact thing. And Tosfos says the same exact thing also. Could be other Rishonim, but at least on the page, no one argues. So Gemara now says, V'simana yilili. Yud, lam, lam, and yud. This is a mnemonic. The next four sugyas are going to begin with the letters yud, lam, lam, and yud. It's a way to help us remember the upcoming discussions. So what are they? Ish is ish. I'm not sure what the first one is yud. Yefer, lo yefer, lo yefer, yefer. Ah, that's pshat. I mean, we possibly would be Kiva. So the next sugars are probably going to be Yud is for Yefer, Lam is for Lo Yefer, Lam is for Lo Yefer, Yud is for Yefer. How to remember the Psach.
We'll give Rabbi Akiva start with Lo Yefer. And Rabbi Ishmael start with Yefer. And the Simeon start with Yud.
No. The upcoming sugars. The ones about to come.
Based on Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah, I assume based on Rabbi Akiva.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So what does it do with Yid?
Four types when it's Mafer Lo Mafer.
Okay, let's see this. So the Gemara says, now Ish is Ish, Amra, married woman says, Harini Nazir Lich Shiskarish, I will become a Nazira when I get divorced. Viniskarish, she gets divorced, and now she's a Nazira. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lo Yefer.
It's two.
Yeah, it's two. It's a combination of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva.
It's really two. The first one, Rabbi Shmuel says Yefer, and Rabbi Kiva says Lo Yefer. And the second one, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lo Yefer.
Okay. Fine. So the Eish says, I'm going to be a Nazira when I get divorced. She gets divorced, so she becomes a Nazira. So does the husband have the ability to be Mefer? It was Talia, the whole Naziris was Talia on them not being married anymore. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lo Yefer, and the svar would be, since he goes based on Shas Chalos HaNeder, and Chalos HaNeder, they're divorced, the husband has no right to do Ha'efara. We keep Omer Yefer because he follows Basar Amir Azlina based on what she said, and when she said this statement, they were married at the time. So Omer Rabbi Shmuel Harehu Omer V'Neder Almana Grusha. Rabbi Shmuel is trying to bring a proof for himself that all goes based on Shas Neder. Ad Shehi Neder B'Shas Almanon Almanas Vagushim. What's the possible neder almana? Has to be that when the neder is chal, when the neder kicks in, she has to still be a almana vagusha. But if she's no longer an almana grusha when the neder is chal, then the husband does have the right to do hafar. It's all about about the chalos of the nether. That's how Rabbi Shmuel interprets the pasuk. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Savar Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, Kol Asher Asa Al Nafsha. Anyone who asks her something to herself, Ad Shehe Isura Nether Bishas Almanus Vagushim, until there will be a the Isser. I'm not sure why this is dependent on in the language here. Let's see how the Ran explains it. The Ran says, explaining Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds this all goes based on Shas Chalosa Nether, he says, Ad Sheyehe Nether B'Shas Almanus V'Grushin, V'Nether Hainu Chalosa Nether. What Nether means here, I would have thought Nether meant actually saying the Nether, but Ran says Nether means when the Nether is Chal. So then Chalosa Nether, Hokach Bein B'Resh Bein B'Seif Abasar Chalosa Nether Islan L'Mezel. Whether it's the first case or the second case, it always goes based on Shas to the Nether. So if the nether is taller, and when I get married, the nether will be chal. So at the moment, the nether is chal, she's married. And if the nether is taller, and when I get divorced, the nether will be chal. So then at the time of the nether, she's divorced, and no hafara.
That's how
exactly. And then comes along Rabbi Kiva, and the Ran explains Rabbi Kiva's position, Ad Shehe Isser Nether, Kishihi Oseres Atzma, when she prohibits herself, when she makes this statement initially, Beneder, Shakol Holech Achasha Shehuned. No, there. It all goes based on the moment she says the statement, not when it's Chal. And that's Machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael, which pasuk to favor. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Amr of Chista. Masisin is Rabbi Kiva, like we said before. Rabbi Kiva authored our Mishnah, because Rabbi Kiva, again, is the one who says that the it all goes based on Shas Amira. And our Mishnah said, if she said a line that I'm in Zira in 30 days from now, she gets married in between the 30 days, and she gets married before the Nazir Sischal, that new husband is not able to do Hafara.
And after the Nazir will come.
It's a good Nazir. The husband has no right to do Hafara, because according to Rabbi Kiva, all depends on her status when she said the Nether. And when she said the Nether, she was single at the time. Even though she gets married 5 days later, it doesn't make a difference. So Rabbi Kiva authored our Mishnah. But then the Gemara argues. The Gemara says, "By Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Shmuel, Masisin Talia Nafshe Biyome, Brisa Talia Nafshe Binisun." So,
yeah, that's what
you're saying. Oh, you made that suggestion.
That's what caught my attention, because the Brisa is actually making the whole Tanai on the Nisuin. Maybe it's not what I said.
Well, you see, there's a distinction. The Tanai of the Mishnah, we'll see the Sura, but at least there's a difference in the details you pointed out. The Mishnah is talking about the Tanai is dependent on days,
right.
And the Gemara is talking about the Brisa's Tali on marriage.
Right, right, exactly. So that's what caught my attention.
So let's see how this works. I lost the place for a second here. Again, Abai Amar Filu Tema Rabbi Shmuel Masisin Tali Nafshe Biyome, Hu Brisa Tali Nafshe Bi Nisuim. So what's the Svara here? So let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Shmuel, Dichi Azar Rabbi Shmuel Basar Chalos HaNeder. When does Rabbi Shmuel say it goes based on when the Neder is Chal? Hani Mila Kitali Nafshi Benisun Navigation. When the whole Neder depends on marriage or divorce, then Hilkach Kevin Shiefshar Lamir HaNeder Vachalos HaNeder Shibrushus Echad. Since now it's impossible for her Amira and the Chalos to be when she's the same status, there will definitely be a change. Since she said her whole nether is telling her a change of status, either marrying or divorce, so when what she is now and what she will be later on will definitely be different, no question about that. They will not be in the same rishus, so it will not be the same status. So in that case, then you follow the chalos nether. But when it comes to the Mishnah, her stipulation is based on days. The Efshir, it's very possible. The Shalmi Yome Velo Mestav Nase. The days, the 3rd days might come around, and she may never get married. Her status might be the same. Well, Shalmi Yome Velo Magarish. She might complete the 30 days and not get divorced. And it turns out that her status of being single or married, whichever one it is, will remain the same from the moment she said the nether to the moment the nether is complete. Or Schal. Even in a situation where her status might change, she might get married or might get divorced. In this case, since it's only a possibility, we follow the Shas Amira. Kaven, Shibitchilasa, since initially when he had said his nether, rather she said her nether, because that moment when she was single, when she said the nether, it was very possible that she'll remain single in 30 days, and that nether will be chal with that same status and should be chal even now. So that's how Abai explains this shita, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. And the bottom,
otherwise, there was no chiddush on the brisa that they brought before.
Yeah, which is fine. Sometimes there are brises that say the same thing. The Mishnah.
Quoted
the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, which our Mishnah didn't have initially. If it was a Mishnah that said it, then it'd be more of a problem, because the Mishnahs typically don't repeat themselves. But there are a few that do. Now, the Ron says, the bottom line here, Psak Halacha is Linyan Halacha. Kaim Lan Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Hilkach Afilo Omeris Harini Nazir Lichshenasei. If she says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I get married, Lichshaskarish, or when I get divorced, Basa Shas Amiris HaNadars Linyan, we always go based on her status of when she said the Nether, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Whether that means a leniency, whether that means a stringency, meaning if she's married at the time, even though she hinges her nether on a divorce, the husband has the ability to do afara. But if she's a single at the time, even though her nether hinges upon marriage, getting married, still since at the time she was single, that there is no afara. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So we didn't finish this line here. There's some girsos here, whether we include the following lines, but let's read that one more time. Abai Amar. Afilu Rabbi Tema Rabbi Shmuel. You could even say Rabbi Shmuel authored our Mishnah, Masis and Talia Nafshe B'yomei. Our Mishnah was dependent on days. 30 days was the example. And Brisa Talia Nafshe B'nisuin. And the Brisa was all, the stipulation was based on the marriage or divorce. Shalma Yomei comes to the Mishnah. It's very possible. Shalma Yomei, the days might complete. V'lo Niskarsha, she may not get divorced. So Shalma Yomei V'lo Misnase. So therefore, our Mishnah, we explained, can even be according to Rabbi Shmuel. And he can even admit it could go Basar Amir.
But in the case of an isha that does a neder when she's married, the kishanit with garish, you could say that Rabbi Shmuel also agrees with Rabbi Akiva, because he doesn't want to be married to a isha nadrani. Meaning he just would be made for it just because he doesn't want to have his wife doing.
Say that again. In a case where she's married, she says that I'll be in a zero when I'm divorced.
Yeah, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, he cannot, even if he's made for now.
Right, kushas neder, chalos neder.
But you could say that it could be chal because well, actually doesn't depend, because he might not want to be married to Nisha Nadrali. So he says, I'll be made for it anyway. But he holds that that wouldn't help anyway.
Yeah, Hafara doesn't work.
Right, even if he does.
Right. Okay, then the Gemara says, Zeh klal de katani gavi nar murasa leasuye. So this zeh klal, we're talking about the klal here, I imagine. No, it's interesting.
It's the last.
In the previous parak. You see that Ron, the last two narrow lines in the Ron? He says, Zeh klal de katani gavi nar murasa, bepirkan de nar murasa. The parak of nar murasa, the tanan zeh klal, koshal yotzle rishus haatma sha'achas avia baila mefir nidereha. Any situation where she does not our Zach Klal here, the Zach Klal in the different parak. Correct. The parak Nar Murasa, the previous parak. So, the very previous parak. So the Klal said, any woman who did not leave into Rishus Atma, she never became independent for a moment, then she still is under the auspices of her father and husband, and they're made for the nether together. So what's that Zach Klal? What's that? Whenever there's a Zach Klal in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, oh, this is the rule, it's always coming to include something. So what's that coming to include? So the Gemara says, Zach Klal, the Katani Gavin Na Marasa, that Zach Klal in the previous parak, what's it coming to Leah Suye? What's that coming to include? It's coming to include Halach Ha'avim Shlucho Habal. If the father goes along somewhere with the agent of the husband, oh, Shehalchu Shlucho Ha'avim Shlucho Habal, or maybe the agent of the father traveling somewhere with the agent of the Baal, B'Naha Marasa, so what's this case here? So if you look in the Ron says two medium wide lines down. Even though the fathers are with the agents, even though the fathers with the agents of the Baal, since the father or the agents went with her, so the case is where the husband had sent a shliach to perform
to pick her up.
to, was it for Nisuin?
No.
Can't be for Nisuin.
Kedushin.
No, if it's Kedushin, so let's say, so she sent for Kedushin, Shlucha Abal came to perform Kedushin, and the father's going with the Shlucha Abal, going with them.
I should be Nisuin.
Right, because then it wouldn't be, but there's no Shluchas by Nisuin. Just Tom to pick him up, you think?
Says it's just to escort her to her new home.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Nothing halacha.
So what's a chiddush then?
Oh, we learned this before. No, we learned this case. Is there a...
Just says she's still under the father's mishus here.
So again, the case is, so we're saying the father, the agent came to pick her up, bring her back to the home, and ultimately perform nisun. Husband, the father rather, is escorting the shluch habal, and his daughter, I guess, also is there. They're going back, escorting her out of the town, out of the city, a few miles further. So let's read that Iran again, now we have that idea. The Iran says, Lasuya halach ha'avim shluch habal. To include a situation where the father is escorting his own daughter out with the shluch habal. Shafa pishim shluchei bal, even though he's with the shluchim who are picking her up, kaven shafa avo shluchav halchu ima. Since the father or the agents are walking with her, lo yatzer mishus avia davia bala mifrin nidra. But let's say the father walks away, the father doesn't escort them. That sounds like the father couldn't do it anymore. But they're not married. It's a physical thing, not a halachic thing. That's what I'm not getting. But that's what it sounds like. If the moment she leaves the house physically, even though they're not actually married yet.
I don't understand it. I also don't understand it. Here it says, "Yesh mefarshim shekavanat Gemara sheim nimsera b'shluchei habal b'yofen kaze v'nadra v'achar kach nitgarsha v'chazra v'hitarsa v'ada v'yavi amakirim nitzida shemikvan shena yotzat b'misira azu yirushet avi adina kakol arusa shenadra v'nitgarsha v'chazra v'nitzida." I think it's just saying that the fact that she's going to a new house, it's irrelevant because she's still with her father.
But that implies if the father weren't there, that she somehow...
Right, that she...
not
right, that's the thing.
Mekevan she'av o'shluchav melavim ota bedarkah. Mesira kazot, this kind of mesira, because she's only on the way, you know, to propose something. She's still considered in the Roshotav.
Yeah, but why would we think that she was out?
Because you would think that she...
Tosos has his line here. He says, handing it over to the Shluch HaBaal. He says, V'lomir, we don't say, D'misirasa L'Shluch HaBaal. Handing her over to the Shluch HaBaal. Havikiv D'Nisum. We don't say that. And V'yata Mehav. Rather, she's still not have, even though she's with the Shluch HaBaal. So I don't know whether relevant to the father escorting, even the father weren't to be there.
Right, if the father wasn't there, it would have been the same thing.
But it sounds like an Echanami.
Beta, because bites.
An Echanami. Right, the Rush gives a whole case here. Let's say, along the way, the father's no longer with him, and she takes a nether, and then she gets divorced, and then she gets remarried, the father still has the ability to do Mayfair because she never got married. She was on the way to get married, but she never actually got married, even though the father may have went back home. So I'm not sure why they give that case. Okay, let's keep going. Then the Gemara says, Zeh klal dekatani gave ve'elu nedarim. So what about the Zeh klal in this parak, this very mishnah we just read above? What's that Zeh klal coming to tell us? The Zeh klal said, any woman who did leave the rishus, she became independent for even just a sha'achas, then the husband has no longer any right to be made for the nedarim. What's that coming to include? The asuye, what? Moser ha'av shluchei habal. Oh, here's the case, I guess. If the father hands her over to the shluchei habal, osher moser shluchei ha'av shluchei habal, or the agents of the father had passed her over, exchanged her to shluchei habal, then shluchei habal made for him be kodman. The husband may not be made for her with kodman. Let's talk about, look at that case, the Ran. The Ran says, L'asuyeh moser av l'shluchei habal, v'cheimen she moser lehem shuvein la'avir rishuzba, tavila hach misira ki nisun. Ah, so taka, if the father's not there.
Right. Okay,
so it's like nisun, not actual nisun, it's like nisun, and the father no longer can be made for.
We didn't have someone stuck in my head, I don't know for what reason.
The song, what is?
No, didn't we learn somewhere that when she gets married to a guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the right to mefer the previous Kodman. Nedarim.
Only by arusa when they're engaged,
with the father.
But not nisuin, right?
The whole reason.
But before the nisuin come the arusin.
No, they're already the arusin already exists. They're already arusa.
So
now they get married.
From arusin to nisuin, any neder, he cannot mefer.
Right.
And I think the reason because he can make her everything is because it's with the father, and the father was, she was still under the shoot of the father when she did it originally, so
uh-huh.
It's just a shoot for something. So he still has some kind of
Okay, let's continue reading the Ran now. So the reason why once the father turns his back to the agents and to his daughter, even though it's not actual nisuin, it's kin nisuin, and he no longer can be made for the nedarim. The Ran says further, Shabal mefer ben nedarim shetidur min nisuin ve'elech, because the moment she gets married, the husband's able to mefer. But on the nedarim shenadur kvar lo, but things in the nedarim that are made ready before nisuin, he does not have the ability. Shein habal mefer bekodman. Even with partnership with the father doesn't work. The father no longer has reshus once it was handed over. The father no longer has that zechus. So again, this case is.
Right. So what the whole Gemara is to explain, some, because it's saying that what Mishnah says is obvious. So what's the case where it's not obvious? Is where the father, when she's still a rusa and she gave it over to the shluchi abad, that nobody can make for that.
Right. The father can because it left the house,
and
the father
can't because it's koidmin.
Exactly, and koidmin only works if he has the partnership with the father.
Right.
Like you said, it's right. No longer the partnership, so it's out. Okay, let's keep going. The new Mishnah tells us at the bottom of Peitesim and Aleph, Teisha Naros Nidreim Kayamin. There are 9 girls that take a nether. There are 9 types of girls who could take a nether, and the nether will be chal. So there's Bogaris, which is a girl who's older. He Yisoma, and she's a widow. So, interesting. The Ran says here, let's look at the Ran, the introduction to the Ran. The Ran says, Masnisin, Teisha Narut Nidrein Kayamim, Hanach Teisha Kulo Isnayo Bechlal Tlas. These 9, the Ran, the bottom, 7 lines up. So Hanach Teisha Kula Isnayo Bechlal Tlas. These 9 are really 3. They're all really included 3 different examples. The Hainu Yisoma Bechai Ha'av, a orphan in the life of her father.
What does that mean? Meaning that she had a minute where the father was alive while she was born. Is that what it means? What? No, I'm serious. I don't understand what it means.
How can she be orphan if she's the father?
She
yeah.
Said when it almena or nitgarsha.
No, she became widowed or divorced. She was like a yesoma. The father's still alive, though.
Like? So it's not really at all.
No, it's not.
It's itom omen. So it's half itom.
No, she gets married and now she's divorced. So she goes back to her parents' house, but she doesn't have the din of a yesoma. Doesn't have the din of a daughter anymore.
Yes.
She's Yisoma. Her
she's out of the little short. Yeah.
Right.
Meaning that she's a Bogeret or a, that's called.
When she got married.
But what happens? She gets married. So she leaves the house of her father. And then her father's still alive, though. And then she gets divorced.
And then she remarries.
No, I forget, even remarrying. You forget even that. She now, even if she might move back to her father's house, she's treated as a yesoma because her father can't has no rights as a father anymore. So she's a yesoma in the life of her father for the purpose of a nedarim. Right. That's case one. Case two is yesoma mamish, where her father really dies, even though she doesn't get married. And case three is a bogeris, so a girl who's above the age of 12. So these are 3 cases, says the Ran, b'chol chad mehanach tlasa, each of these 3 cases. Gavna, he yotam rishus avia. There are 3 scenarios of a way a woman leaves the rishus of the father, either by getting married and then divorced, or married alone rather, becoming an orphan, or becoming a bogeris, growing of age. Rabbanan lo manu elohanach tlasa, and the Rabbanan only count 3. Damin kadisa begemara el der Yehuda palig kolchad behani tlas gavni tlasa. The Yehuda just takes the 3 and breaks them out to 3 further ones, making it to 9. And interesting, the Ran adds here, "V'amru v'yushalmi." In the Yushalmi, it says, "She'af Rabbi Yehuda lo amr ela lechadid behenes hatamidim." He only did this to sharpen his tamidim to think of further cases.
I'm sorry again. What's Bogeres in Yetunah? Because I don't understand this.
Bogeres Tam is a girl above the age of 12.
Right.
In some ways, is an orphan. So Behuda is just combining the different cases now. Really, the halacha is a bogeres, a yisomo, or yisomen b'chayavia. Either of those three, the woman becomes independent of the father. Either she grows above 12, she gets married, that's yisomen b'chayeha, or she's a mamish, the father dies. Each case, the father doesn't have rishus anymore. Behuda just breaks these three into further cases of nine. So let's go one by one. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Teisha naros nidrein kayamas. Number one is...
So that she got married and she was an almana. She got married when she was an ara and she became an almana or nidgarsa while she was an ara.
Correct. And she's not really a soma. Her father's alive, but she's acting as a soma because the father can't do it anymore.
But in the case of she's a pure bogeres, we say that it's not bechayaviyah because...
It doesn't make a difference. She's older. Okay, so the Gemara Mishnah says now, the first case is Bogeres v'hiyasoma. If it's a Bogeres, and she's also a Yasoma, meaning she had gotten married, and let's see, the Ran says here.
She got married and divorced while she was in Nehara.
Right, the Ran says Bogeres v'hiyasoma, she nidra kishi Bogeres. She took a nether when she was a Bogeres, v'hiyasoma b'chai ha'av, kigon shenises v'unisalma o nisgarisha, dechemin shenises shuv ein lavi rishisba. She got married. So she took another when she was a Bogeres. So I'm not sure why I need both these cases. One should be enough. Right. All right. So he's just saying it's very possible. You can have Bogeres who's also a Yasoma. Next case is Nara Ubagra v'Yasoma. If she's a Nara and then she became a Bogeres and she's a Yasoma. B'chai ha'av, that she gets married. This too also, the Ran explains, Shinadra kishihi nara bogra lachar mekin v'hi yisoma b'chai ha'av k'di k'sevni. So here too also, she, either because of Bogeres or because she becomes the yisoma, she gets married, and the fourth, either of those cases, reasons will knock her out of the rishus
of the ha'av. What's the difference between the first one and the second one?
First one, she took another when she was a nara. I mean, the Ran told us, the Yehuda is just thinking of other cases, they're not all chidushim here. Just different scenarios, different permutations. We're trying to.
These are all scenarios. The first three are all scenarios where her father has no, where she's already Bogeres, and she's not married, and the father cannot do anything.
Right. So the review is kind of combining different scenarios, every possible case you can think of, I believe. Case number three, going on to Peites Amar Beis now. Nara Shelo Bagra. If she's Nara, and she has not matured, but he is Soma, and she's Yasoma, I guess Bechai Ha'av. Right, she gets married and divorced. That's another situation where the father no longer has rishus over her. Bogeres umeis avia. If she's a Bogeres and the father dies, so either because she's a Bogeres or because the father dies, either one of those reasons could be good enough to why she no one has any rishus. If she's a Nara Bogeres, and then she became a Bogeres, umeis avia. So same thing. Nara shelo bagra. If she's Nara, but she did not mature, but meis avia. That's also, the father's not allowed to do hafar anymore, obviously. Nara, if she's not Nara and didn't become Bulgaris, but her father dies.
So what's the fourth and the fifth?
Fourth case is that she was a Bulgaris.
Fourth case is she made the nether when she was a Bulgaris, and her father died.
Correct.
While she was still single. So she's single, I guess. All these three
cases. These cases, yeah. Now, Mesavia, yes, when she's single. Case five
Case number four. If she's a Bogeres and her father is still alive,
still not.
The father couldn't do it.
No.
Okay.
Mesavia is just another reason she also can't do it.
Okay.
Nara Shilabagra. If she'd ever became mature, but Mesavia, also she can't because the father died. Nara Shemesavia. Nara, the father died. Umeshemesavia Bagra. Then after the father died, she became Bogeres. Also, either of those two cases. There are good reasons. Either those two situations are two good reasons why she can't. There's no hafar anymore. Bogeres vavia kayim. She's Bogeres and the father's still alive. There's no hafar because she's a Bogeres. And ninth and final case is Nara Bogeres vavia kayim. She becomes a Bogeres even though the father's alive. That doesn't make a difference. So again, he's not teaching us in chidushim. The klal is those two cases. If she's either Bogeres, is she's a Yisoma Mamish or Yisoma Bechaya Avia. Those are three reasons why one can no longer do hafara. Rabbi Yehuda is just trying to think of every scenario, every possible scenario that could happen to result in a no hafara from the father.
But the case number four, it still doesn't make sense. Because that's, according here, what it's saying is that the second three cases are cases where she nedaria kemed machmas heyuta yisuma mamash, right? And when she's bogeret to mesavia, her reason is not because mesavia, it's because she's bogeret.
Either one, they're both reasons. The father's dead also could be is a very good reason why she
but
is not far.
But if he would be alive, he would also not be mefer.
In Echanami. But a lot of these cases had two reasons. If she was, like the first case.
I don't understand.
First case, she was a bogeris and the Yisoma.
Yeah.
So those are both two reasons why...
He's just mentioning cases.
Exactly.
Reasons.
Not really. There are three reasons only.
It's permutation of possible cases.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like filling in the chart.
Right. Okay.
So there's some cases where there could be three good reasons why they can't do it. The father's dead. She's a bogeris, and
she's
she got married.
Just mentioning cases.
Exactly.
Like that. All the possibilities.
Exactly.
I see.
Even though there could be multiple reasons why.
I guess there's not much Gemara on that.
Right. And then on that, so that was all, I guess, the Tanakama. I thought that was Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam's Tanakama. So that's all the Tanakama. Come as long as Rabbi Yehuda, Omer af hamasi bito Hakatana, v'nis almano niskarsha, v'chazir etzlo, adayin hi na'ara. So to a situation where the father marries off his daughter when she's a katana, and he has the right to do that. She gets divorced or widowed, and then she goes back to the father's house, and she's still a na'ara. That's a case where the father may not do hafara, because once she got married, even though she was only katana, once she gets married, she is no longer in the rishus. So that case was not mentioned in the first case, about being married as a katana. So that's another case that Rabbi Yehuda adds on. So it says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This whole Mishnah is all in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Shalosh Naros Nidreim Kaim, the only three, very simple. Bogeres, V'yisoma, V'yisoma Kibdei Chayav, those are three women that are not able to do Hafara. Now the Ron already told us in the beginning that there's no Machlokas really here. Everyone agrees, but the Chumash is just being clear. The three cases, remember these three cases. Rabbi Yehuda is just trying to be mechaded, sharpen this Talmidim, and think of all these different permutations, have them think a little bit about the calculations and the cheshbonos. But it sounds like there's no machlokas according to the Ran, where the Ran explained this. Right, that's what the Ran repeats here also on this Mishnah, on the piece of the Gemara here. Okay, let's keep going then. The Gemara says in the new Mishnah, Konim Sheni Nehena La'aba, Ulavicha, Emos ani apicha. So the wife takes a nether to her husband that I will not get any hana from my father, from your father, if I will do something for you. If I do hana for you, then I can't get hana from them. Okay, so in other words, if she says that if I give you hana, then I cannot get hana from my father and your father.
If I do anything for you.
Yeah.
So far, this all masechta is about the woman. What about the case that the man is taking either, which is Beino and Levina or Inu Nefesh? Doesn't matter. It's chal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can get a pesach.
She can get a pesach too.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Im osani api abba. But if the nether is formulated that...
So that the first case doesn't say what the halacha is.
Well, I think it's that it's going to go back. Hareza Yefer goes back in both of them.
In both. Okay.
Yeah. So again, first case is Kodim Sheini Nehenel Abba Lavicha Imosani Alpicha Sheini Neneslacha. No, sorry, Eni Alpicha. Kama. That I can't get hana from your father, my father, if I give you hana. Or, Sheinu nehenes lecha, I cannot get hana from you, emosa ani api abba api avicha, if I give hana to my father, your father. Again, just the opposite cases. Harei zeh yefer, both these cases are hafara. Now the chiddush shimli would be here, since the husband's involved in the case, so it becomes, I guess, beinu levena. Let's see the Ran. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says in the Mishnah, Mas Nisan, Konim Shani Nehenes La'aba La'vicha Im Ani Ose Al'picha, Or Shani O'Nehen El'cha Im Ose Ani Al'pi'aba Al'pi'avicha Hariz Yachal La'afer. V'nir Be'enai Lo Zu Afzu Katani. Lo Zu Afzu is when this case, and even that case you didn't need to say. Even that case as well. D'itana Reisha B'l'chud. Actually, we don't need to... Yeah, we'll read through it. D'itana Reisha B'l'chud. If we only taught the first part of the Mishnah, I would have thought the mishum hachi yachal hafer. Why can he do hafar in the first case of the Mishnah? Mishum de mehashtem mitasre. I b'hanas avia mishum nadra. I b'mashtas alapiv mishum tana. Because now the issue will be chal if. Because it's the second case is really issued to Benu Levena, because in the end of the day she can't get hana from him. So in that case, there's ground for there to be a hafara. But the second scenario, the beinu leveinah, is only with regards to the nether. If I get hana from you, that will cause isrna to the fathers. Right. But that's not an inu nefesh. So continues the Ran to say, aval b'shani nehenes lecha emosa ani al pi aba pi avicha dabha b'tanai didal lesli b'holo inu nefesh lo b'mishun devar m'shebeinu leveinah sag da'ita chamina lo matzi mefer. Kamashman came to tell Satanai Bidashi Osil of our love, she after the Aisha Shitam and Atma Shilatas Laviva, Lavia raised the Yachal Lafer. It's even though this case it's the Tanai is where the Bain Levena is, since it will result in, if I rather I'm saying, since in this case the Tanai is based on the father, but since it will result in a Hana, Bain Levena, that is grounds to be made for the Nadar. So that's the Chidushim of each of the Mishnayos. So let's look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, She'eni nehenes la'aba la'vicha im ani osa la'ficha. I cannot get hana from my father or from your father if I will give you any hana. Rabbi Nosson omer lo yefer. Rabbi Nosson says, you have no right to do hafara. Because in the end of the day, this sign, the hana, will be an iser hana for the fathers. And that's not considered bein olveina. And that's not considered inu nefesh either. So you can't do a hafara. But Chachamim Omrim, Yefer, Chachamim say that one can do a hafara. Because since the Tanai is a Beinu Levena, and therefore he can be made for that nether. Okay. And then the Gemara says, what about a case we saw this quoted earlier in the Masechta? Netul ani min ha-Yehudim, im misham shetecha, I will be removed from the Yehudim. I cannot get any nah from anybody, any Yidden, if I have tashmish with you. So Rabbi Nosson Omer lo yefer. You can't do hafara here, because why is not considered? You know, because
only once she has tashmish, she's going to be asked on her husband. But in the meantime, she's at this point mutter to her husband.
But once there's tashmish,
then she's also asked to her husband.
Because he's a Jew?
Yeah.
No, so then why can't you do a hafara?
Because at this point she's not asked to him.
But
at the moment you are to the nether, there is no inu nefesh, then you're okay.
So after tashmish, then can there be a hafara? It's too late by then.
It's probably too late. I don't know.
It's such a nether chalive.
According to the Rabbi Nosson, it's chal, yeah. Okay. And then according to the Chacham Omer Yefer, one can do hafara since the result will be a netul min ha-Yehudim, which is going to be certainly inu nefesh, one is allowed to do a hafar. Yeah, this next one seems like a story that's going to continue on to the next page. Maybe we should stop here or go into the next page. Okay, so let's stop here then. And then let's see. So tomorrow, Daf is Sadi, and then...
Yeah, tomorrow has to do with Elliot Pope.
Okay. Sunday, so
I'm
it seems on Sunday, right?
I'm going to wait till the other coming back Thursday.
You're going where?
Afternoon, to China.
In a week from Thursday, in 2 weeks you're coming back.
Yeah. Are you going to see Shabbat?